the sermon title is, What Are Your Priorities? So the other day, while watching the Olympics, they were talking to this person that was from France. And something was said that day that spoke to me, and I think I'll always remember what he said. They were talking to someone in France, and they were talking about the World Cup. You know, we call it soccer, they call it football. And this is what he said. When they asked him about it, he said, of the unimportant things in life, to them, soccer was the most important. I thought, what a statement about priorities. Of the unimportant things. Of the unimportant things in life, it was the most important. So do you today as a Christian have your life prioritized in such a way that you have your life prioritized by the important and the unimportant? And does your life operate and function in that way? Let me ask you, does your least important ever override your most important? Well, I think that we could probably all say yes at one time or another, and maybe today, sometimes the unimportant things, they take a priority over the important things that are in my life. Now turn with me to Luke chapter 12 today. I don't have a lot of scripture to share with you today. I have a long, long sermon. I just don't have a lot of scripture. So in Luke chapter 12, verse 16, Luke chapter 12, verse 16, it says, then he spoke a parable to them. In other words, Jesus spoke the parable. The ground of a certain man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? In verse 21, so he who lays up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. Now we know that a parable is taking something that is understood or something that is known, and it's laying it beside something that is unknown. So you would understand what he's teaching. In other words, to teach a spiritual lesson. Here Jesus was giving an earthly example to teach a spiritual truth. Saints, the most important thing that you can have in your life is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything in your life flows out of that relationship. And yes, I mean everything flows out of that relationship. Crossroads Gospel Church flows out of our relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not here to build a structure. We're here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And what was the outcome of us worshiping and focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Then we build a structure. Cornerstone Christian School flows out of our relationship that we have with Jesus. This church building, church function, church activities is never before Christ. School priorities, and there are many, they are never before Jesus. Saints, everything must flow out of your relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus. If it doesn't, then you're allowing the unimportant things in life to become the most important. Why is it important that every aspect of your life flow out of your relationship with Christ? Because it will keep everything in balance and everything, it will be in the right placement that it needs to be in your life. You want to have a better school? Seek Jesus. You want to have a better marriage? Then you both need to be seeking Jesus. You want to have a better church? Then the church body needs to be seeking Jesus. More balance to your life? You need to seek the Lord Jesus. Ask yourself in any decisions, how will this affect my spiritual life? Here in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 19, is a perfect picture of the unimportant that become the most important. Hearst don't pull trailers, and caskets are not equipped with safety deposit boxes. Look what Jesus says in verse 20 and 21. He says, but God said to him, fool. Why was he calling him a fool? Because he had taken the unimportant things in life and he had focused all of his attention on those things and they become the most important to him. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be when you have provided? So he who lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God. So who gets your money and your stuff when you die? Because you will not care. Look at verse 15. And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. That doesn't mean you're bigger. That doesn't mean you're better. That doesn't mean you're closer to God just because you have a lot of stuff. Sometimes we take stuff and we automatically assign God's blessings with it. And sometimes we get stuff just because we work harder at it than other people. It doesn't mean it's God's blessings necessarily. But maybe it's because we've been seeking the unimportant things and we've been placing them over the important things in our life. What is the most important thing that you have in your life? And if you narrow it down and you drive it down, the most important thing that you have in your life right now is your relationship that you have with Jesus. Amen. Nothing else matters when we cross to the other side. If you turn with me to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. We're not very far from there. In verse 18, the rich young ruler talks about. In verse 18 of Luke 18, now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And right off the bat, this young man's being prideful because he thinks he's done everything. You see, it was assumed at that point in time, if you had a lot of money, you had a lot of stuff, you were very blessed by God. So he felt like he was very blessed by God because he had been following all the commandments and he had all this stuff. So he knew what he was asking before he even asked it. He goes on to say, so Jesus said to him in verse 19, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. He says, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not commit murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth. The young man had it all and he had done it all. I've kept the commandments since I was a young person. But was Jesus, or God at the time, first in his life? And the answer was no, he was not. Church attendance does not equate to putting Christ first in your life. You see, in this day, this young man would say, I have kept all the commandments, I have a lot of possessions, proving that I am blessed by God. But the question is, was he? Well, if you look at verse 22, it says, so when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. You see, in reality, he had allowed the unimportant things to become the most important in his life. That's how he accumulated it. How do we know that? Because when it came to serving the Lord Jesus, he was not willing to release them. The Lord doesn't need your money. We give out of the abundance of our heart, but we also give as an act of worship. I want you to think about that when you give your tithe or you give your offering, that is a way that you're worshiping the Lord because he has blessed you so much. This young man, Jesus didn't need his money. He didn't need him to give all of his money to the poor. That wasn't the point. The point was, are you willing to give it over? And that being the case, he was not willing to give it over because he had many possessions. We see in verse 24, and when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, He said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God, for it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. This young man had allowed the concerns and the cares of this world override his relationship that he had with God. What is it that you are hanging on to right now that you will not release to Jesus? That's a question for all of us. That's a question for your pastor. What are you hanging on to right now that you are unwilling to release for the Lord Jesus Christ? What is it in your life that you have placed on importance on something when it comes right down to it, brother and sister, is not important at all? Not important at all. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. And we won't talk all the way through this because I could spend the rest of the day, but we won't do that. But if we just read it, look at verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where their thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is where your heart is as well. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in your darkness is in you as darkness, how great is the darkness? Now listen to verse 24. No one can serve two masters. You see, sometimes I think that we think that we can do both. Well, there's nothing wrong with the job I do. There's nothing wrong with my lifestyle. There's nothing wrong with the things I do. I still go to church. But in any of those things, did they ever move your eye distraction away from the Lord Jesus and where you're focused on those? I think we're challenged by that because he says no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and money. You can't serve God and the world. Are you all in for Jesus, or do you just part way in? Do you ask yourself when taking a new task or a new opportunity, how will this affect my spiritual relationship and how will this affect my spiritual life? Your pastor's been reviewing that a lot lately. I'm busy with the school and I'm busy with the church, and all those things are really good, but they're not the most important. You see, my most important thing that I need to focus on in my life is my relationship that I have with Jesus, because everything else flows out of that. What right now in your life have you allowed the unimportant to become the most important? There's many things in life I would like to do. I just don't do them. I just don't do them. Because to do it would pull me away from my relationship that I have with my Heavenly Father, my focus, or hamper my time for God. List one priority in your life that needs to change right now. You know, that's how the Holy Spirit works. It's amazing. We talked about that in CE this morning. The Holy Spirit can sweep over this room, and he can tell this person over here, you need to come forward. You've been holding out too long in accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he'll speak that right into your heart. He'll speak to somebody else, you need to put more trust in me. He'll speak to somebody else, you know what, you got the unimportant ahead of the important. And you need to slow down and you need to take those things out of your life. That's how the Holy Spirit works. When we talked about it in CE this morning, when we talked about the work of sanctification, that it's ongoing, it's lifelong, and if you will listen to the Spirit and spend time in His Word, He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. What is He doing? He's taking your focus off the unimportant, and He's putting your focus on the important. So what is that one thing in your life right now that you have placed so much importance on that it's one of the least important things in your life. It is not the most important. And I believe the Holy Spirit has spoke that into your heart right now. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help us with the priorities, Father, that we have in our life almost every day, Father. We could get up, look in the bathroom mirror, and say, what are your priorities today? Are they are in the right place? We all have those things. Because the world pulls us in so many, many different ways, and there are so many distractions that we can become so distracted by the world that we're not focusing on the things that are most important in our life. And Father, for us to build in our relationship that we have with you, for us to grow in that relationship that we have with you, we need to be focusing on the things of Jesus. We need to be all in for him. I pray that, Lord, this church will continue to grow. And I'm not concerned about the numbers. I'm concerned about the spiritual growth. That, Father, we would all continue to grow. We'd all continue to grow in our faith, grow in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would become a priority, that, Father, this church would be all in for Jesus. And I know that the outflow of that will be a work that will be wonderful and will be beyond our imagination. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. Be with my brothers and sisters, my church family, as we leave this place. And Father, I pray that you would open the windows of heaven and pour it out upon their lives. And I ask this all today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Lord bless you all. Have a great day.